2 months ago, I decided I'm going to take it and I'm going to take Moderna. I went on the website and I said, I'm not taking it in Brooklyn. I want to go into the white people neighborhood. So I signed up online of Columbia and I put them white. The spirit prompt me said, put them white because I'm already scared. And when I put them white, so when I went in to do that and I sat down, the lady that was going to give me the vaccine, and she had the computer to make sure I have the right timing and I was registered to take the vaccine. She said, you're not white. She said, I can't give you this. And every hair in my body started to stand up. I didn't want to even, I said, I knew it, said we wasn't getting the same vaccine as white people.
So this is what, I was in Harlem, and I randomly struck up a conversation with a woman, and she goes, I have 3 people in my family that died from the jab.
Good evening. It is November 1st, 2021. It's 8:31 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking from the North Shore of Lake Ontarible in Toronto, Ontarible, Canada. I do this show Sunday to Thursday at about 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Depending on how I feel, I usually do an hour or so. The phone lines are open tonight. You want to call in. I don't have any guests, so you're welcome to call in. Tell me your vaccine story if you have one. I really am soliciting vaccine deaths and injuries from people you actually have a connection to, not just the random stories you get in the media, because I don't know which ones are real and which ones are fake. It's not easy to tell, and I still have a problem. Well, maybe I don't have a problem. I have a problem with a lot of the stories of the injuries because they seem like phony people. But then again, I know real people that are getting hurt, so I don't know exactly what's going on with that. It seems counterintuitive that they would put these stories of injury into the media because you'd think, oh, that would scare people. But on the other hand, I think it's just to condition them to accept the pain and the suffering and the death and the injury. So if it does happen to you or yours, you'll just think it's part of the normal course of events and you're doing your part and we'll take one for the team and all that and you're in for the sacrifice and for the greater good and society will be able to carry on thanks to you sacrificing your children to the great COVIDian God in the sky. Well, maybe they are real, the media stories. Although a lot of the ones that are percolating up are from months ago. You'd think, what's the delay? Why the delay in the reporting? I don't get that. All right, well, we're on YouTube, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitch, we're on DLive, we're on FakeoTube. And I should give some shout-outs in the chat. Hello, Kupam Bazua. Hello to Dirty Benny. Come on now. Hello, Lost Spider. Hello, Pono Ku. Can I get a link to the YouTube channel? Yep. How about the FakeoTube channel? FakeoTube.com, PonoKu, and register. And you can put clickable links into the persistent FakeoTube chat. I don't mind that you're on other platforms. And if you need something to play in the background like Lost Spider Phallus, LSP, then you could use YouTube. My link to YouTube is fake11.com/YouTube2. And the main channel where I have no video. By the way, I have no videos on YouTube. I delete all of them. Because they take the channel down. I don't know what words they're looking for, but for sure. You're not going to find anything on YouTube. All my stuff is on my own video platform. It's called FakeoTube.com. Thanks to the generous Anonymous who paid for the entire year. And, of course, thanks to all the donors at fakeologist.com/donate. All you guys, I really appreciate that. Got some good donations in the last couple days. I don't want to dwell on it, though. I don't want this to be a navel-gazing show. I will never understand this level of cognitive dissonance. And this looks like a real person, I guess. I've been looking or really. Who knows who's real and who's not. But this is Iki Mom, Emily Jo. She's been on since 2012. She has a lot of followers. Could be real. I don't know. And take a look at this thread. Let's see. Where is the thread? Where is the thread? Well, I'll just tell you what the thread was. Why does it say one of five pinned tweets? I hate Twitter and the way it's laid out and trying to find threads. I'll go to my post. Maybe this will work. This I got from Vox Day. The bottom line is this woman got her son vaccinated. And then he was diagnosed with the famous myocarditis, inflammation of the heart. I'm just trying to find it here. Four of five. This is one of five. Okay, here we go. No, this is her post today. The bottom line is her eldest child, a boy, was injured, myocarditis, and she still thinks she's still for vaccinations. She's still going to vaccinate her other two children. And she sees nothing wrong with it. And this is what I call cognitive dissonance. Now, she's against passports and mandates. Good for you. And I wish I could find the thread easily. But we see this. I see these messages all the time. I don't really understand it. You go to the doctor. He punches you in the face. He breaks your nose. But he tells you it's good for your nose to be broken. So you're there. You'll come back saying, thank you for breaking my nose. I'll bring my other two children later. Just want to see how that nose is going to heal. What's the difference? Vaccines are surgery. I don't agree that they're safe at all. Heart attacks, strokes, tremors, even sudden death, as well as unexplained bleeding in women, all being ignored, with the exception of a few cases of myocarditis. I don't see how anyone thinks that's all safe. And here she goes. That is why personal choice is important. No mandates. So this entity just keeps on pressing on. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And you could spend your whole day reading all this stuff. And I don't even post half of this stuff because it's too much. Too much. Just we are just under information overload here. So that is Emily Jo, Iki Mom on the tweeters. So I'll let you can continue reading. Now, in case people are confused as to what's going on with the vaccine passports, here we go. It's all about digital ID, getting you on the blockchain. They want to take over and micromanage the economy right down to the hamburger you eat. And one of the best blogs, I've said this before, is truthtalk.uk. The most crucial aspect of the COVID agenda is the vaccine passports. Our rulers do not want you to get vaccinated for the good of your health. They want you to get vaccinated so that they can force you to use a vaccine passport. To keep track of the vaccine passports, humanity as a species requires a worldwide digital identity system. Without a worldwide digital identity system, the vaccine passports are useless. And without the vaccine passports, how do we know that you aren't a COVID super spreader? Well, that is the excuse to make you want to have them. But the bottom line is, they're going to use these passports to put every single aspect of your life on them. Not the, the least of which is your vaccination status. That's why when you guys are, when people, when the media that, well, they put the stories out there, but when everyone is arguing about the effectiveness of the vaccine, if they're arguing about the antigens, the testing, none of that matters to the powers that be. They don't care if you think it's safe and effective or if you're worried it hurts you. They just want you, they want enough of the people to want to have this vaccine passport to know that their neighbor or the person they're walking by is vaccinated because they are of the belief that that will protect them. That's it. So the government doesn't, the elite don't care what you think of the vaccine. They really don't. They don't care if you want testing, no testing. The bottom line is they want everyone to have this digital ID. That's it. And almost nobody, and I mean nobody, is talking about the next step, the step after that. They're still lost in the quaxination debate. But the ultimate is what truthtalk.uk is talking about. It is to have the digital ID. And he does a pretty good job updating every country every few days on his blog. He goes through most of the countries. And every country is at a slightly different stage, but the end game is all the same worldwide. So, okay, one country might be ahead of things. One might be behind. I think the smaller the country, like Lithuania and Sweden, or the countries that are already quite digital, like Singapore, they're really not pressing the quaxine as much because the end game for them is already, they're already there. They're already way farther along with the adoption of moving around with a digital passport. Okay, so the chat's not working on the FacoTube. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with the FacoTube chat. It should be. Okay, well, we got, actually, it is working. We got Rome. That was yesterday. Plain Living. Okay. I got Paul on the FacoTube chat. I'll just put my hello. Hello. I don't know. I can't guarantee why or why not if FacoTube chat works on the iPad. I don't know. I don't know enough about it. But it looks like everything is working on my end. So the FacoTube chat is up, just so you know. Okay, we got Jerry Gergich. Hey, Jerry, if you want to come into the Discord, I can verify you. I think you came in the other day, but you left. You have to verify. Looks like just Eva breezed in. I guess that's the famous Eva from Florida. So anyone that wants to join in is welcome to. I'll actually plot my butt in the verify room, fake11.com/discord. You can call in 902-400-1984-810-666-1984. Give me your story. If you want to be notified that the show is on and live, send me an email and I'll add you to the blog, fakeologist.com. That's where I send my notifications from. Okay, I didn't do a lot of posting today, so that means I can either, I can do a shorter show today. Wasn't really in the mood to do a show. I actually think I need one day off a week. So I might have to knock one of the days off, and it probably is going to be Sunday. I might go Monday to Thursday, just so you know. Okay, I want to explain what I think is going on with Alec Baldwin. I think the whole world is looking into that. He did this quote-unquote impromptu interview with his husband or wife or whatever it is.
What's the current state of what's going on with the case?
I'm not allowed to make any comments because it's an ongoing investigation. I've been ordered by the sheriff's department in Santa Fe. I can't answer any questions about the investigation. I can't.
Okay.
It's an active investigation in terms of a woman dying. She was my friend. She was my friend. The day I arrived in Santa Fe to start shooting, I took her to dinner with Joel, the director. We were a very, very, excuse me, we were a very, very, you know, well-oiled crew shooting a film together, and then this horrible event happened. Now, I've been told multiple...
Actually, Alec Baldwin is what we call a lifetime actor. He not only acts in movies... Ooh, it looks like Via Fry is talking about it. He doesn't only act in movies, but he's what we call a lifetime actor, where in real life he's acting as well. So he's playing a role as if he's in real life. Alec Baldwin and daughter. This is funny. This was played years ago on the Howard Stern show. I'll play a bit of it.
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? And I want to leave a message for you right now, because again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday, and once again, I've made an ass of myself trying to get you a phone to call you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go when I make that phone call. At 11 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that goddamn phone turned on, I want you to know something, okay? I'm tired of playing this game with you. I'm leaving this message with you to tell you...
Anyway, that's not very good. Here's another one where Alec Baldwin, angry moments.
Alec, are you relieved at the sentence? Are you happy that she's behind bars?
You're in my way.
You're in my way.
Do you think you made homophobic remarks yesterday?
Definitely.
Do you apologize for your remarks?
You heard what I said, right? You hear what I said? You hear what I said?
Yes.
You answer me, yes or no?
Yes.
You're here with my wife and my kids around here. You've got a big problem, don't you?
You are as dumb as you look. You are with Fox, right?
Anyway, I don't normally care about these guys, but I really wanted just to point out that he's a LARPer, live action role player. So even if he's not in a movie, on a movie set, out in real life, he is acting and he has an agenda. But I think that the whole story about him shooting somebody accidentally is not only impossible to believe, there's just no way it would happen, I don't think. But it's part of a broader agenda to get rid of guns out of America, because if they are going to integrate America into the New World Order, they have to dismantle the Constitution. And one of the more difficult parts of the Constitution is the Second Amendment. And that's the ownership of guns, which, of course, is to defend against tyrannical governments, which, of course, is what's going on right now all around the world. So even this little story that there may be, it may get bigger over time. It could be the catalyst that triggers the whole getting people to rise up and ask for that Second Amendment to be removed. That's the idea. I think they put all kinds of stories into the media. They don't know which ones are going to catch fire. They can really help engineer society and engineer these stories to the best of their ability, and some of them just catch fire. Now, did anyone think Let's Go Brandon would take over the whole nation and go right around the world? That's a hard one to say. Did that reporter who said she was hearing Let's Go Brandon just to cover up the FU Biden chanting, did she come up with that idea, or was that organic? And then maybe that got promoted to a worldwide concept that just is still going strong. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell on that one. But as far as these actors, they are useful tools to have their role as actors. They have to continue acting as if they're in real life. And, of course, the number one LARPer in the history of the world has to have been O.J. Simpson, who is still LARPing to this day. The lifetime role where they put it out there that he killed his ex-wife and her male companion. They had a trial that went on for years. Probably it went on way too long. Oh, by the way, I think for the first time my audio stream has gone down. Isn't that strange? That never goes down. I think FacoTube is still going, but my audio stream just went down. Bizarre. Okay, well, at least we have the backup on FacoTube. But anyway, so that is what a LARPer is, and I think this Alec Baldwin thing, it might become a very large story. I don't think anything's going to touch the OJ LARPing, but you never know. You don't know. The OJ LARP. That was amazing. And you know, OJ is still tweeting away. He does a video almost every day. I think there's two accounts. One's a parody and one's him. I can never remember which one is real. There's this one here. Is this the real one? Let me see here. This probably is it here. He talks about football all the time.
I traveled through the night to get back from Buffalo. What an experience that was. Seeing old friends and old teammates and experiencing that Buffalo.
There he is there. He's something else. This guy is
at one of my favorite places. We call it Rich Stadium back then. Hard to believe that it was like 48 years ago that we opened this stadium. It was my fifth year in the league.
If anyone thinks that this guy killed two people and is running around loose, the juice is loose. If anyone believes this is a real thing that happened and they can watch this guy spout off on social issues, then you're crazy. You just don't understand. You just don't get it. You don't get how things work. It's absolutely the most logical explanation for what's happening, though. Now, okay, I see. His parody account is kind of dormant. That's too bad. This guy, this was actually funny. This parody account. This is here. Working on my killer slice while celebrating my 33rd annual 39th birthday. There you go. That's funny. My birthday bitches. Getting ready to watch the Democratic debate. Can convicted felons run for president? So
it should be interesting, because to be honest, I don't know most of these guys, but I'm interested.
We actually took the actual videos, reposted them on the parody account with funny, witty things. So there you go. So OJ is the original LARPer. He's still going strong. Would a real killer be getting any notice at all? No. The answer is no. It just, it wouldn't happen. I don't think so. Alec Baldwin might be the latest to take over that role of LARPer. All right. I'm going to play this pure-blooded song at the end of the show. I won't play it now. Remind me if you don't mind. And yeah, I didn't do much posting today. That's yesterday's show. 13 people watching yesterday's show. How's that? That's funny. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. And this is the emergency room doc. And I didn't, I listened to quite a few good videos today. And did I even post any videos today? Let's just see. Maybe I thought I did. I didn't even post very many videos today, apparently. Now, there was a Rumble video. Rumble is a Canadian company, actually, that's coming up strong in the YouTube knockoff category. And let me just see what Rumble video that I was... I can't bring them into FakoTube as easily. Let's see here. Let's see if I can figure out which Rumble video I was going to put forward. Link grabber. Oh, boy. I can't find her. Wait, no. I can't remember what it was. Lots of good stuff, though. Lots of good stuff. Let me... A little disorganized. 810-666-1984 if you want to call in, or if you can join the Discord right now. Looks like Guitar Dude just joined in. When you join the Discord, you have to click on the Verify Room. I'm going to see if Guitar Dude wants to... join the Verify Room. Because we have to verify your ID to make sure you who you say you are. I can bring just Eva as well. I don't know why this isn't working. Oh, I see him in the wrong room. Guitar Dude joined the Verify Room. Okay, so if you come on to the Discord between 8:30 and 9:30, there's a good chance you'll find me. And we can have a chat. Okay, let us go to Rumble and see what I've got over on Rumble. Clown Planet News is absolutely fantastic, by the way. That's Census Fidelium. He does a show similar to this one. And man, he look at all the links he talks about. He's pretty good about posting the links. Yeah, that was the thing I was going to post. There was a pretty good Del Bigtree video. Let me see if I can find it here. Oh, this is the wrong one. This is from October 20th. He does a show twice a week. Let's look at the Del Bigtree one. If I can find it. He did... I don't know where this is here. There's the Blaze. I think it was on Rumble. Oh, here it is. Exposing vaccine passports. This is pretty good. So I think Dell is interviewing Amy Bone, co-founder of Perk, perkgroup.com. Yeah, I wanted to save this thing. I don't know why it didn't save. Watch a bit of it here.
Can you imagine being locked out of your office? Can you imagine being locked out of a school? Can you imagine being locked out of a grocery store? It's happening all over the world. It's happening in France. It's happening in places, New York. I was just there. I spoke till very late, and the people with me were trying to find a restaurant that would let us in so we could at least order some takeout food. You don't even think about it. Like living in Texas, I don't even think about the fact that this is going on in people's lives, that you literally cannot get food in certain places in the United States of America without what? A vaccine passport. If you haven't heard of it, then this is what they've been saying in the news all around the world.
China has launched a so-called vaccine passport for travelers.
The European Union has made it easier to travel across borders in the region.
Well, Australians are a step closer to an overseas trip today.
Italy is the latest country in Europe to announce a vaccine certificate system.
New Brunswick and Ontario introduced proof of vaccination passports.
Israelis must now scan in to get in.
Los Angeles set to become home to one of the country's strictest vaccine mandates.
Today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass.
Citizens can now display digital certificates via the social media platform WeChat as proof of their vaccination status.
Travelers can now show a so-called green pass to prove they've been vaccinated against COVID.
The government-issued green pass shows personal details and proves they've had two doses of a COVID-19 vaccine.
With the federal government rolling out technology that proves your COVID-19 vaccine status around the world.
Joining four other provinces. Three more plan to follow next month.
In France, anyone entering a venue with more than 50 people inside will need to present this health pass.
Green pass. Coming pass.
The Key to NYC pass.
COVID passport.
Vaccine passport.
Community certificates.
International travel health certificate.
If you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door.
I can't tell you how many of my friends and family members around the nation and really around the world have said, Del, I seriously thought you were crazy when you said that there would be sort of passports tracking us whether we were vaccinated or not. I thought you were being extreme, and now clearly it's upon us. You know, unfortunately for a lot of us, we're being caught by surprise. But when we look at it, we've talked about this before. I really wanted to drill deeper, and I ran into a great voice on this, one of the founders of PERC, which is the Protection of the Educational Rights of Kids in California. Amy Bond has been looking at this because they're starting to bring in the passport, L.A. County talking about it. So I want to bring in Amy Bond right now. Amy, first of all, you're on the front lines. You know, we were talking just the other day. Our planes practically crossed as I was running out of California. You were running in. You're a bit more of like, I guess, a firefighter. You see a fire, you run in. You know, I say, I need to report on it. Let me get out to where I can, you know, get some fresh air and stay away from the smoke. You're in there, though. Tell me about this passport. First of all, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah. Thank you for having me on the show. Yeah, we moved here from Texas. We moved to California from Texas. While you went to Texas, we came to this part.
Yeah. Well, thank God you're there. I mean, look, you know, it's important that, and frankly, I don't want to make the point everybody should be fleeing. We've all got to stand our ground. We've got to fight where we are. This isn't just California. It's not just New York. We had mask mandates in California, you know, I mean, in Texas. And so, you know, it's going to meet us wherever we're at if we don't nip it in the bud. So that's why I wanted to talk to you. We're right there. We're seeing them plant the seeds of this draconian, terrifying, you know, step that I think at that point we are all now prisoners. We're in a prisoner state the moment we're being tracked, everything we do. But how bad is it? You know, is this just, am I making a big deal out of it when I think, well, you know, someone just show a picture and we move.
A lot of these hosts don't know when to shut up. I thought I was bad, but I noticed half these guests don't get a word in edgewise. And she really does have something to say this time.
Threw into a, you know, into see a concert or something like that. Where's it coming from?
Yeah, I think we actually need to go back a little bit so people understand the big picture. And I think it'll help everybody see where it's coming from, even a few years ago, and how it has arrived here in California as well as globally. So I want to go back to actually DARPA for just a second. So DARPA is a program under the Department of Defense. And DARPA actually is one of the funders for Moderna. Of course, everybody knows that's one of the lead COVID vaccine manufacturers. But in addition to that, DARPA also funded a company called Profusa. So Profusa, funded by DARPA, is also funded by the NIH and backed by Google. So you've got some pretty big players in here related to Profusa. But what Profusa is it's actually, it's biotechnology. It's a wearable biosensor that's injectable, and it goes underneath your skin. And this particular biosensor is, it's like, you know, the size of a piece of grain, you know, rice or something like that. It's made out of some type of hydrogel. And the biosensor can read your, you know, your temperature, a lot of your biometrics. This is biotechnology. And what's crazy about Profusa is that it's also able to connect to your smartphone. So it has the ability to basically send signals through some type of fluorescent light that sends signals to your smartphone and can send data, health data, to your smartphone. So you've got Profusa, this injectable, you know, biosensor. And then in addition to that, you have a patent that Microsoft took out.
I'm a little skeptical of these biosensors. Whether, number one, where they get their power from, and number two, how long they last. For instance, the sensor for sending your glucose to your smartphone is only good for 2 weeks, and it costs $100 a sensor, and you got to replace it because it's really not good for your skin to have this thing on your skin. Obviously, no technology should be under our skin or above our skin because our body is trying to get rid of it. So if you have one of these sensors outside your skin that sends the glucose levels, that has to be replaced every 2 weeks. Now, I'm sure it could last a lot longer, but built into the software, it just turns off after 2 weeks. It probably would last months, but as I've told you many times, diabetes is a tremendous cash cow for the big pharma. I think I did some math. It's anywhere from 10 to 20 grand a year to have somebody as a type 1 diabetic. And part of that is the sensor. The sensor is definitely transhuman biotechnology. And she's talking about smaller biotech. And I just don't know how long you can leave some kind of biosensor under the skin before it gets rejected or infected, because your body is trying to get rid of anything that doesn't belong on it or underneath the skin. I would be really interested to know how long these things last and how effective. But the idea that you can have something communicate with your smartphone is definitely plausible. There's just no doubt it does work. It's a real thing. It actually connects with Bluetooth, so it's just that weak signal at whatever frequency that is. So I don't know exactly if you could get it down into a piece of rice size or grain of rice, but this was a pretty interesting video.
Is for cryptocurrency. So this is what's interesting. You've got a cryptocurrency system that can use body activity data, and this is also connected to wearables.
Ways we always think of cryptocurrency just as
Fulgent Genetics.
This is another interesting part.
Fulgent Genetics is in a joint venture partner with a Chinese company called FF Gene Biotech. And the thing that's interesting about these particular mass genomic population surveillancing platforms is that on the front face, you don't see the blockchain technology or how it's connected. What happens is that we've got lawyers who actually have the contracts of Fulgent, and between Fulgent and California, for example. And yep, in those contracts, that's where you see that their affiliates, you know, their partners who they're connected with, that's where the blockchain technology comes in, through their third parties, through their, wow, you know, their affiliates. So you don't see it at the front, but even on the front face, having a genetic, you know, surveillancing platform that somehow is connected to, you know, Azure and these biosensors, it just has to make us, we've got to think a little bit broader and even deeper beyond just the vaccine passport. Like, this is a whole infrastructure, right? I mean, this, yeah, is connected to your DNA. It's the Internet of Things. And they started this.
Well, when you say Internet of Things, very quickly for people that are, yeah, just joining, I mean, like, or, you know, the highway, I've talked about this before, but this is that smart city, right? There's a couple of little villages here in Austin, Texas that have tried it, where every single light post has a camera watching you. All of your, you know, your oven, your stove, everything's got cameras. Your refrigerator.
Anyway, this video does qualify for FakoTube, so I am going to put it on FakoTube if you want to watch it. I thought it was really pretty interesting. This is what we're talking about. This is the end game. In case you are still bogged down in the vaccine chasing after a virus idea. That's not what it's all about. Anyway, there's much more. This is definitely all Clown Planet news. Videos are worth subscribing to. It's on Rumble. Just go look up Census Fidelium and you'll find it. Definitely go take a peek at his stuff. Really good stuff. Okay, so we'll get rid of all those. I don't have a heck of a lot to talk about tonight. Let's see, did anyone come into the Verify room? Nope. But I can go through my Twitter. All right, so Twitter is where I spend lots of time, sadly, but it's still there. Here is a tweet, the global elites meeting, and here it says, look at this, if you cannot see that the global and political elites are elevating themselves to the status of aristocracy whilst planning to make us all digital serfs, you are blind. Yes, you are correct. There you go. Prince Charles, Poo-Poo Biden, Macron, look at that big, I don't know what castle they're meeting in. Where are they anyway? Scotland. Must be one of the Queen's castles. Okay. Owen Sound Doctor. I'm just looking through here and seeing. Now here's, sometimes I respond to tweets. So if you're following me, make sure you look at my tweets and my replies. And I find it funny that a lot of these politicians and people that allegedly are against the rule or are against the passports, they are still bogged down in the virus being real. All these people should know by now that contagious viruses, contagion is a myth. And I dropped a link to fake11.com/CM, Charlie Mother, where you can get the Contagious Myth book. What else we got here? This is the line at the NYPD station. Firefighters, police officers, they're all doing sick outs and workouts. Do they want this to happen? Somehow I think they do. What do we got here? I played her last night, the D Dimer. I'll subscribe to this channel. Got a lot of views, 42,000 views. That's pretty good. I don't know who linked to that, but that's pretty good. So, Rumble is really picking up a lot of YouTube slack. Now, it's a centralized server. How long it's going to last without starting censorship, I don't know. I don't know how they make money either. Considering how many videos they're serving, I'm not sure. Okay. Allegedly, this is vaccine damage. It's pretty gross. I guess this is all ischemia or micro blood clotting. These are all very interesting. Looks like it's one step away before shingles. Okay, what else we got here? Dirty Benny will appreciate this. Dirty Benny, have you transvestigated Laverne and Shirley? We've got this neck scarf to hide the Adam's apple, elongated neck. That photo doesn't even, that kind of looks Photoshopped too. But Bad Astrid is a good person to follow on the Twitter. 4,000 followers, wow. Pretty good. She's a transvestigator, I guess. Alright. Picked up some flack from Dr. Mindbender. he thinks that this is a real guy, and why would he be a sim? And my response is, I'm not sure how many people really pay attention to Mark Zuckerberg, but if they wanted to really test their simulated digital technology, it has to be somebody that somebody might pay attention to. They need an audience to test to see if the simulation is working. But I still think that these simulations are composed with real actors, but they're using all the tricks testing them out, whether it be digital overlaying of a face on a real body, whether it be a complete CGI production. I don't know, but I think they use all kinds of techniques. And they have to have somebody of some prominence to test it on, because otherwise no one is going to look at it and they won't get any feedback. I do think that Zuckerberg and Edward Snowden are some kind of sims, or they're using digital simulations many or most of the time, because I think they really want to develop this technology. That way they can have many people out. Having a sim out there promoting the agenda is absolutely far more useful than a real person. All right. So not even a lot of tweets tonight. I'm going back into yesterday. Well, it's 9:16. I only got a few more minutes left. Amazing how the time goes. Paul says, my neighbor can't understand why anyone would be against the jab. Well, I guess you wouldn't be against the jab if you are not doing any research at all. You're not doing any research, getting any counter research, then you only have the mainstream media. It's actually pretty easy to understand. What else we got here? Let's see if Forrest Moretti has done any tweeting. Take a peek here. Nope. Nothing new there. Marcus tweeted today, you're being lied to. There's a massive sick out that's been going on for weeks to protest the vaccine mandates. And then Dr. Pan in California is saying that only 34 police officers out of 10,000 that threatened to quit or walk out actually walked out. You're getting both sides of the story there. There's three sides to every story. Andrew Molden still gets the odd tweet. Let's take a look at this one here. This is interesting. Have not seen this. Canadian physician Dr. Andrew Molden provided clear scientific evidence to prove that every dose of vaccine given to a child or an adult produces harm. The truth that he uncovered was rejected by the conventional medical system and the pharmaceutical industry. Nevertheless, his warning and his message to America remains as a solid legacy of the man who stood up against Big Pharma and their program to vaccinate every person on the earth. He died unexpectedly in November of 2013 at age 49. So this looks pretty interesting. So it looks like I might want to save this. He was ready to make a comeback in October 2013. Well, that's interesting. I think I'm going to publish this. This looks like a good PDF. Based on his training and clinical experience, Dr. Molden could not ignore the fact that vaccines were the greatest threat to human health in the 20th and 21st century. He could not ignore it because it was literally staring at him in the eyes as he looked at the faces of his patients. He could see the evidence of cranial nerve damage caused by vaccines when he observed the abnormal facial expressions and movements of the eyes of those who had been exposed to vaccines. Dr. Molden was convinced that the widespread use of large numbers of vaccines did not mark the beginning of a new age of disease-free living. Rather, they introduced a new era of universal sickness. The U.S. is number one in number of vaccines injected into babies prior to one. DTaP, polio, HIV, Hep B, pneumonia, rota, and flu. Yeah, very interesting. I'm going to definitely publish this. Vaccines also contain residue of the media that was used to culture the viruses or bacteria. For example, human fetal tissue, cells from monkey organs, mouse brains, calves' blood. They contain such toxins as latex, gluten, soy, peanut oil, MSG, formaldehyde, and various preservatives. They contain such metals as thimerosal, mercury, and aluminum. Well, if you wonder why so many people are allergic to gluten, soy, peanut oil, eggs as well, I should have put eggs in there, because they inject the protein directly into the bloodstream, and that causes anaphylaxis. That was discovered 100 years ago. Very interesting. That's only 10 pages. And Dr. Andrew Molden is definitely a favorite of mine. And you should take a look at his research. It's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. All right, let me go one more time to the chat. What do we got here? And I'll just see what you guys are talking about. Let's see. All right. Don't really see anything in the chat tonight. And in the Discord, fake11.com/Discord, if you want to join in. We got the Craig bot back. That's about the only news I've got there. The Australia forum is always going strong. And what do we got here? Antipodean, who's a New Zealander, was talking about his anaphylactic attack that he had. And he said his anaphylaxis lasted only 30 minutes, which is why he never saw a doctor. I don't know what he's anaphylactic towards. That's interesting. So these are all the kinds of things you can find on the Discord server. Don't forget, we have a Telegram group. And we are also, what else do we have? We have a Discord. We've got the FakoTube chat. And I've got nothing else tonight. So it's almost an hour. That's good enough. I've been on an hour, actually. Don't forget, if you're interested in donating, fakeologist.com/donate. Thank you to all the donors. I don't know why tonight's audio stream cacked out. That's a first. I don't know what happened to the audio stream. Interesting. Well, thank goodness we're on all the other platforms. YouTube, DLive, Twitter, Twitch, FakoTube. I will now play out this pretty interesting song. It's the Pure Blooded song. It is to the sound, to the tune of Hot Blooded. I listen to this on the No Agenda show. These guys do a really good clip show as well. I think that's what most people like is clip shows. I know I prefer clip shows. And this tonight's show, I didn't have too many clips. It's one of the problems when you do it every day. I would have to work for at least 6 hours a day getting clips, which precludes me from listening to longer shows that I'm interested in. I would have to just flip through all the clips of the day. But if you do a show twice a week, you can gather far more clips, which is what, of course, the No Agenda show does and Clown Show, Clown Planet News does. I do more of an eclectic show where I have many places that I gather information from. So I may have to knock a day off just so I can get other work done. But anyway, guys, thank you for supporting. Thanks for coming out. And we will close off with
and side.
The Hot Blooded.
Trick or treat.
Spike protein.
this theory that Democrats are a satanic pedophile.